So there was quite a bit of attention in the mountain regions last year because of some of the discrepancy in rates between the mountain region and the front range part of the states. And there's a couple things that stand out to us about the mountain region for this year. First, I think we're seeing that there's increasing competition in the region. One of the announcements last year was that Kaiser was planning to enter the mountain region for providing health insurance, and they filed rates to sell, and it's called Area 9 this year. And so there's going to be new options for people in Aspen and that area of the state.
And what kind of prices are we talking about?
What we have is statewide averages right now, and each insurer has proposed to the Division of Insurance to have the rates go up a certain amount. So we're looking at Kaiser has proposed 2 percentage point rate increase. Anthem has proposed a 8.2% rate increase. Rocky Mountain proposed a 34.4% increase. That's the highest proposal in the individual market. And the Colorado Health Op proposed a 21.6% increase. Any rate increase proposal that's double digits really stands out to us, and we always encourage the Division of Insurance to take an especially close look at those to make sure that those proposed rates are justified.
Mm-hmm. What could someone's plan look like depending on who their insurance company is?
I'll throw three examples out there. So these will all be for a single 40-year-old. Kaiser has a silver plan. It's called KPCO Silver 2500/30. That is proposed to be $357 a month. The Colorado Health Op has a Bison Flex EPO mountain plan that is proposed to be $328.18 a month. Rocky Mountain has a range exclusive HMO silver plan that is proposed to be $495 a month.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, and that's that kind of makes it stand out of what a 34% increase means for consumers and what it means compared to other insurance plans in the area. And so we are always really encouraging consumers to actively shop every open enrollment period, which starts November 1st this year.